Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
How good are you at accurately working out the size of a room or an entire house and the actual space within it from architectural plans? Many of us have spatial awareness issues, but my next guest is helping that by turning those plans into life-size rooms that you can walk into and around. It helps homeowners hoping to expand or build from scratch in order to assess exactly how much space they do or do not have to play with. It's also a benefit for architectural practices and businesses. And John Foley is the co-founder, alongside his wife, of Life Size Plans Ireland. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Joe, and thanks for having me on.
No problem. Tell us a little bit about the existing problems that homeowners or would-be homeowners face when it comes to spatial awareness.
So some of the existing problems would relate to very simple things such as how big is my open plan kitchen, living and dining space? So for an awful lot of people, they're very familiar with seeing plans and the emblems on the plan that indicate an island or high and low level units. But what they don't particularly get is the actual space that they have in the open plan kitchen.
Once you put in your fridges and your worktops and all that?
Absolutely. So what we do is we break down the barriers to understanding from scale drawings to create a real life physical reality of your home. So it's a real life mock-up of it, and it enables clients to do a dress rehearsal or a test drive of their home to really understand how much space they have between their island, how big their space is, and how they actually like to live in the home.
Yeah, and you do that in a giant warehouse you have in West Dublin.
So we have a 6,000 square foot showroom in the Kylemore Road, and we use projection technology to recreate the architect's drawings by projecting the plans on the ground at the actual size of the house. Mm. Now, in addition to that, we bring in furniture and walls. So for every house that comes in, we dress out the house in its entirety with walls, and then we introduce physical furniture elements. So we have kitchen combinations to arrange your kitchen in a way that is presented on your drawings. We present exactly what's been designed for your house, and we let you come to your front door and walk through it.
And do a lot of people get a shock when they discover how little space they have compared to what they thought they had?
Yeah. So one of the key things we tend to do is observe. And we only present what is drawn. So we're always observing and looking at the clients during the session. And very quickly, you can detect what the person is thinking just by looking at the space. We start each session from an observation deck. So it's an elevated platform overviewing their entire design. And it gives them a bird's eye view, a perspective that they've never seen of their home before. From there, we come to the front door and we walk into each space. So we take each room in its individuality. So we drill into things like door swings, door positions, furniture layout, light positions, window positions, and how they're actually going to live in the space. Mm. So it's an amazing tool when you see it in action with a couple in terms of people's expectations of what the design is and what the room size is and how they're going to live in it. And, you know, we've seen people get aligned very quickly in the space.
And does it save them money?
So on average, from experience, because we've done a lot of research and analysis on this because it's not been done before. Mm-hmm. It's a first in Ireland. And on average, we experience for a house of 2,000 square foot, the average number of changes is about 12 to 14. Now, we've had this independently assessed.
Usually scaling back?
No, not necessarily scaling back. So what we would see on average is like 12 to 14 changes, and we've had that assessed commercially, which kind of equates to between 25 and 37,000. Mm. Now, typical changes, and in terms of time allocation for a session, we would see the most time spent in the open plan kitchen, living, dining. Mm. Next would be master bedroom, wardrobe, ensuite.
Walk-in wardrobe?
Yes, yes, absolutely. And we would see a huge amount of time, very surprisingly, in bathrooms.
Oh, right.
And it's very surprising. And it's so important to get right, because if you understand the build-up of a home, you know that the services are going to go in the ground floor. But once the services are in, they're in. Mm. You're not going to relocate things once you get to site. So the decisions need to be made and the design locked down from a very early stage. So if you're someone that's thinking of building, it's important to have all this locked down before going to site.
Yeah, no, it is. And how much do you charge for this walk-in service?
It's surprisingly amazing value. So a 2,000 square foot home is 697 plus VAT. Mm-hmm. We approach each property individually. So my wife and I, we attend each session. And during the session, for any comments, changes or observations that are recorded, mm-hmm. we mark them up on the drawings, the same as you would for a set of minutes for a meeting. So you as the client have a very detailed document that you can forward on.
So then you send on a PDF and then they can pass it on to their architect.
You can pass it on to your architect rather than trying to remember everything.
And have many people cancelled plans as a result of walking through what you've seen? In other words, they say, oh my God, I don't have near as much space.
We haven't seen as many people cancel the plans as a result, but what we have seen is people coming in, having sent their plans out to the market and getting a huge shock at the cost of how much it's going to build. Mm. They had a preconceived notion that their budget would enable them to build the house of that size. So what we do see quite a bit of is clients coming in and really wanting to scale back their design to enable them to align their budget with their expectations.
So we saw a huge spike in construction costs and materials costs in 2022, especially after the invasion of Ukraine. But prices don't appear to have come back in any way.
No, and we hear that
timber and steel, even though prices on the international markets have come back.
No, we hear that on a regular basis, and that is the number one thing that's on the crosshairs for clients that come into the showroom. It's all about cost. But again, like, I would say for anyone that's building out there, one of the best pieces of advice that you could get is, you know, engage the skills of a chartered quantity surveyor. Mm. Do a pre-planning cost estimate.
Don't get your mate in the pub.
No. Get the or no, what's the cost per square meter? And sure, look, we'll do it for that. Get a professional, get a QS, get it down to about 5% accurate, and it'll save you so much heartache.
Right. So, and are you an architect by background yourself?
No. So I studied architectural technology, and I worked in the UK for 10 years in project management. So my whole background and career has been from the industry, and I've the knowledge and understanding both from a design and structural perspective to be able to understand the designs that come in and to be able to guide and direct clients in terms of what they can and, more importantly, can't do.
Well, you've only been in business 2 years, so best of luck with it, John. That is John Foley, the co-founder, alongside his wife, Emma, out there, of Life Size Plans Ireland. Back.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.